Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
So we're done with Pericles, Prince of Tyre. Taming of the Shrew opened last night, if the weather was fine, at Shakespeare in Delaware Park. But you caught up with their touring show.
I did. It came to a park near me, in this case the Tonawanda Aquatic Center, big lawn, and a whole lot of fun. Five very energetic young actors, and the opening was hilarious. Comedy Tonight from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum was hilarious. They rewrote it for the purpose of the Shakespeare show, and it was a whole lot of fun.
And to recap, that the whole point of the touring show of Shakespeare in Delaware Park, Shakespeare in Delaware Park for more than 50 years, free and open to everyone. But that doesn't mean that it's necessarily easily accessed by everyone. Depending upon where you live and if you have to take public transportation, it can be more difficult for some people. So they decided, well, we'll go to the neighborhoods. I guess you saw a bit of Midsummer Night's Dream, saw a bit of Macbeth, saw a bit of Henry IV Part One. Yes?
Yeah. Some of the funnier bits from The Merry Wives of Windsor. Poor John Falstaff is about to be caught again, doesn't want to go in the laundry basket with the dirty laundry. So he elects to get dressed up as a woman, except that Mr. Ford can't stand this particular woman that he thinks he's encountered and starts slapping him around. So Falstaff once again ends up...
Would have been better off in the dirty laundry. Yes,
certainly have.
But it's called Fools and Foes, and you can check the Shakespeare in Delaware Park website to see where's the venue closest to you. I headed out to Cheektowaga, beautiful Cheektowaga, gateway to Depew. Yes, as Jay Desiderio always reminds us, to Desiderio's Dinner Theater at Bobby J's Italian-American Grill. And the show is An Old-Fashioned Family Murder by Joe DiPietro, who is the most eclectic playwright I can think of. He wrote Memphis. He wrote I Love You, You're Perfect Now, Change.
He wrote Toxic Avenger. He wrote Nice Work If You Can Get It. And what blew my mind, he also wrote Conscience, that highly political play.
Which Jewish Rep did last year. Yes.
How can one person do all this?
He's everywhere. Yeah. After he'd done Memphis, which was a big hit on Broadway for Junkyard Dog Productions, their first show, Sue Frost is the producer. She had been the associate artistic director at Goodspeed Opera House, which produces musicals in Connecticut. And he had this huge hit for her. So he went back and he said, well, I'm working on this other show and it's Gershwin music. And she's saying, I do original musicals with original music. He said, well, yes, but it's a brand new book. And she said, I do original with original music. So I'm sure he'll write another musical for her someday. But in the meanwhile, An Old-Fashioned Family Murder.
So does it open on a dark and stormy night?
Well, it does, in fact. They are isolated because of the dark and stormy night. Yes. Did you read that? Because that's absolutely what happens.
I love it.
And Lisa Hinka is the widow of a famed detective whose son is also aspiring to be a detective. And when a murder takes place in the house, he makes his way there. And he's never actually solved a murder, but he's investigated many. And she is played by Lisa Hinka, and she's just divinely funny. A role that was actually interestingly written for Sally Struthers. But Lisa Hinka, who pretends to be less astute than she is. This is a marvelous meddling mother. I'm not giving anything away. You eventually realize that her husband's entire career, his astonishing career, was also due to her involvement. The son is played by Stephen J. Brockman, and he is also just terrific, so funny. As they play with the overworn elements of the detective fiction genre, everyone's a suspect.
Well, Brockman, we haven't seen him for a long time on stage while he was getting his law degree. I wonder if that informed his performance now.
I'm sure it deepened it. It's very moving.
Oh, here's some good news for fans of Hadestown. Now, unlike you, Anthony, I did not get to Broadway. I did not get to see André Deschiles as Hermes, but I love the musical, and it's going to be in the movie theaters. It was filmed over in the West End with the original Broadway cast, and it's going to be at all the Regal theaters and the Amherst Theater. 8 Tony Awards, Best Musical, Grammy Award, Best Musical Theater Album, What's Not to Love, and all the popcorn, I guess, that you can eat.
And you can see it on the same weekend that you see The Odyssey, a whole weekend of mythology.
But only for 5 days, so if you don't get over this weekend, you're out of luck.
And then head out to Cheektowaga for An Old-Fashioned Family Murder. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.